Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us on such a beautiful, beautiful day. It almost feels, I hate to say this, fall, autumnal. How's that? Fallish.
Maybe the morning did, because it was cool this morning. Out by me, it got into the upper 50s.
Still is.
Good sleeping weather. Good.
Great sleeping weather.
Good time to open up the window. But we have had some fall days this early August, haven't we, now?
I know, we have. My lawn is so wet, I can't mow it.
Right. Hey, the great thing about radio is that we're able to pivot, okay? And there were some issues out at getting a good signal out in the middle of nowhere. You know, it's not far from North Branch, Michigan. And so many people right now are going, where's North Branch? Where's North Branch?
It's in beautiful Lapeer County.
It's in beautiful Lapeer County. And they just had a problem getting a signal. So luckily, we're close enough that we could pivot. We're here back at our normal studios that we broadcast from every day. And we're still going to highlight the Victor's Rooftop giveaway because you heard Paul say, 14 roofs. So we got to figure out what the average price of a roof is.
You know, I was talking to somebody from Davison that has a small quad level this week, and his last price on getting his roof redone, and this did not include the sheathing, which damaged underneath plywood that has to be replaced. That alone was bid around $8,000 to replace the sheathing.
Wow.
But the roof was bid at $27,000.
So do you think it's fair to say that? And how big is the house? 2,100, maybe?
Probably, I'm guessing, on four levels, it's a quad, you know. But the main footprint for the roof is probably 1,400 to 1,500.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's say the average price, that's probably an average house nowadays, would you say? So how much did you say? So let's say the average is $20,000.
That was 27, and I would bet the average is at least 20, 25.
That means so far this year, Victor's Roofing has given over almost $300,000 worth of roofing away.
At the average.
At the average.
And they don't pick and choose based on size or
complexity. And we can attest to that because we've been at a big, beautiful McMansion, you know, a small in West Bloomfield, the first one we did.
Like your house.
Yeah, right. The first one we did with Victor's years ago, and we've been to so many now. And then last time, we in Ypsilanti with a wonderful lady who was in a mobile home park in a double-wide modular home. Wasn't huge, but it was huge for her. And what Nancy, I believe, and what a gracious, gracious lady.
These are great people, and it's such a cool thing that Victor's does for these people. It's just awesome. Hey, by the way, the cruise is going on today. Perfect day for that.
Yes.
And we got to give a shout out to Jared Beauchamp. He said he'd be driving in it. And of course, Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks Property Restoration. He and his bride, and he said the kids would be driving in it. So hello
guys.
To you guys. Yeah. Jealous.
What a good day for it.
Oh.
We've had some crazy days for the Woodward Dream Cruise over the years.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being a kid, I grew up less than a mile from it in Berkeley. When it first started, I probably wasn't.
So were you all stealing cards at that point? Were you doing
right.
The?
I never got near it. I've just never. You know me. I've never been. I have never. I grew up 3 miles from it. I have never attended a Woodward Dream
Cruise. My summer car is up on a hoist this morning, getting the rear axle seals replaced. I talked to them, and they had it up on the hoist this morning.
Your midlife crisis?
My midlife crisis.
Really?
Yeah, that I've been having since I was 20.
It's, oh boy.
I've always been a toy guy. I always, all my life, have been one. And God bless these people.
Yeah, it is. Hey, before we went to break last week, we threw in a best of there, but I mentioned Bob Knowles. I was going to give the number out to Bill Knowles. Bob Knowles was a roofer that years ago when Chuck and I first came on the air was a sponsor of ours. Just a great guy out in Ortonville, Michigan.
Kind of led the industry in terms of warranty and guarantee that were legitimate and valid, you know, before the wonderful people we now have as sponsors came on board.
Yes, and I first met Bob at church and was introduced to him by Dan Zernick, who's a great friend of ours. We've all become great friends. And a few years back, Bob passed, and for the most part, Knowles Roofing has gone away. But the people that helped him run it for a year, Linda and Bill, husband and wife, they do a lot of repairs. And I told someone I'd give out Bill's number when we got back from break. But I want to give out Linda's number because if you want to get a little Bill, you go through Linda. That makes more sense, right?
Kind of like people want to get to us, they go through our wives. We were talking about Riglet flashing before the top of the hour there. which you and I more commonly in the industry more commonly just calls a counter flashing on above a bay window in brick or masonry.
Yep. So that number is 810-335-0210. It's funny, my brother-in-law had a roof put on probably 5 or 6 years ago, and they did not flash. Bottom line, I can't say why, but they didn't flash the chimney at all. A center chimney that had a wood burner come out of it. They didn't flash.
Come on, you've seen that a million times in your history. If I have, I know you have.
I have. People it's don't just do amazing it properly. To me it still happens. I know. Especially by people that say they're professional roofing company. And what would that have taken to put flashing? I mean, it's a one flue chimney. Maybe a half an hour worth of work for one guy.
To do it right. And if you knew what you're doing, I agree with you. So most people are never trained to do that properly.
Yeah, they're in St. Clair, not St. Clair Shores. They're in St. Clair out there by East China. So Bill Knowles went out there and repaired that for them.
My sister-in-law is in St. Clair today at a art fair.
Beautiful community.
Yeah.
It really is a beautiful community.
World class.
Yep. As it is where Victor is giving away the home, Lapeer, Michigan. Right when you get, it's right by the Lapeer line, I believe, right near Genesee County. So we didn't have to go too far this morning, but we had to turn around and come back to the studio because we're having signal problems. But that's what we do.
I'll tell you, if you get a chance to get to Lapeer, if you haven't been through Lapeer County, it is a beautiful county. You ever play Lapeer Country Club?
Oh yeah. Oh gosh, yes.
Really great value, I think.
I've been to quite a few scrambles there.
Have you?
Yeah.
I swear I'm getting worse, but I still love it.
I want to give a real shout out to a business in Goodrich, Michigan, called Abednego. And they just moved to the new Chase Bank there.
I told you, I've been there. I like
them. Oh, and they're playing music. On Saturday mornings, they're playing music, and you can hear it all throughout the community. It's just a really cool little company.
Abednego.
Abednego. Think about it, it's biblical. So it's really, really great owners, great company. But let's do this. Let's go to break. When we get back, we're going to talk to Mr. Victor himself from Victor's Roofing.
Cool.
And talk about the wonderful things he does, especially Mike, the person he chose for this rooftop giveaway. What a story. You listen to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. If you have questions, comments, concerns, especially about roofing, we'd love to hear from you today. 888-654-GUYS. You and I were talking about the diminished affordability of housing. And interestingly enough, our buddy Elliot Eisenberg, the economist, I don't even know where he lives anymore. Is it West Virginia or D.C. or wherever Elliot is? Said that new house sizes are shrinking, which is the first time that's happened in forever in this country. In 2015, sorry about that. Okay. The average size of a new home in this country was just over 2,500 square feet, 2,519. And we've always used that as kind of our benchmark because we assumed it was going to grow. Second quarter of this year, that has gone down again from 2519 to 2191. So about 2200. It's gone down over 300 square feet.
I've seen the same thing.
Have you?
Out there. Yes.
Is that something you've I haven't.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know what? I've seen there's some subs I've seen that have probably 2,800 to 3,000 square foot houses with a lot of lots left in them, and the housing crisis hit and they couldn't settle them and they sat forever. And then some smaller builders came in, and what they did is they'd buy three or four lots at one time and build. So you and I always talk about it's not worth it for a builder to buy the dirt, do all the work for a 1,500 square foot house or even 2,000. Yeah. But if they're building three at a time in a sub, they'll build the 1,800 to 2,200 square foot houses that are still beautiful houses.
Oh.
Just down. And
you do that with a full basement?
And it makes it more affordable. It's still expensive. I mean, it amazes me what those houses go for today. You know, the area that we're doing we're supposed to be at today on location, Southern Genesee County, Southern Lapeer County, everything's going up there. People are moving north, and we see it because we moved there years ago.
Exactly.
And we see so much more traffic and so many more people moving north, and we're not complaining because we want more housing. But the prices, they're just amazing.
It's just amazing. Crazy. it is crazy. But if you think of a 1,500 square foot house on a 1,500 square foot basement, that's 3,000 square feet potentially for you to utilize.
You're absolutely
it's
right.
It's done well.
Absolutely right. Hey, let's go to the phones. We have the man of the hour, the man that's given away 14 roofs so far this year, and we're in the 8th month, so isn't that what I heard you? And Victor, what's it going to be by the end of the year?
Ooh, we're shooting for at least 20. Absolutely, we're going for that 20 number, and that means that we've helped 20 different families, 20 different situations, and we're absolutely excited to do that.
Victor, again, remember when you first did this? It was the sergeant, the Army sergeant in Bloomfield, and it was a big, beautiful house. And you have done them in so many different locations. Just in the last year, we've been to inside the city of Detroit. We've been to the island. What island was it? Was that over
near
there?
Near Harsons. No. I can't remember.
Oh, bad at that.
Grossfield. Crazy.
What was that, Victor?
It was Grossfield. It was Grossfield. We had a food truck. It was a busy area. We had a lot of people stopping by, too. I loved it.
And then Ypsilanti last time, and now we're out in Lapeer. And, I mean, where doesn't Victor's Roofing go?
I would say we go lake, right? Like knuckles down lake to lake, right? And if you're from Michigan, you obviously know what that means, right? You know, we're a mitten, and if you look on your hand, right, knuckles down all the way to the Ohio, Indiana border, you know, from Lake Michigan to Lake Erie, we service it all.
Victor, tell our listeners the procedures, the policies that it takes to be able to do a house that far away and still make a profit.
I know, you're right.
Yeah. And keep in mind, too, we do have two locations, right? We have a location in the Grand Rapids area, which is Kentwood. So it does make it logistically a little bit easier, right? You know, having, because the locations are only 2 hours apart. So at most, we're driving an hour and a half, you know, one or the other direction. But if you build a efficient enough team, if you have enough staff, and you're able to service everyone, you know, sufficiently, you're able to kind of continue that excellent customer service, excellent customer experience, and, you know, and be able to grow.
And you use the word team, and it starts at the top with the team leader, which is you, and all the different departments below you. And then when we talked about we the house in Bloomfield, what that had to be, at least a 3,000 square foot house. Oh. And then the one last time, which was a double wide modular home, you have crews that will do the smaller jobs in one day, and you have crews that will do the bigger jobs in one day, which helps keep Victor's Home Solutions efficient, correct?
Well, absolutely, right? And like you said, there's big, you know, big homes require lots of people. Smaller homes require a little bit less. And our whole point is just to be as efficient as possible for that customer, because it is a pretty big project, right? Like you have at least half your exterior coming off and going into the trash, another new, you know, roof coming on, and that's a pretty intrusive, you know, project to the customer. But we want to make that time frame as short as possible. That way, we can be in and out, get out of the customer's way, and then have them enjoy that beautiful new roof.
And of course, listening to Paul W., he's actually had Victor's install a couple of roofs for him, and he swears you guys leave his landscaping better than you found it. That's part of your plan, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we try, right? Like, you know, we have obviously, you know, boards, you know, to protect. We have special tarping to protect the grass and the bushes. And then it does take a little bit of staging and planning. And then once in a while, we do make a mistake, right? We might trample a hosta or some flowers in here or there. And we always try to take care of it, plant something new, you know, take care of the customer just to make sure that if there's any damage that we cause during the roof replacement, that we take care of it for them. It doesn't happen a lot, but when it does happen, we want to take care of it.
Bless your heart. I'll tell you, because your industry, in all honesty, doesn't have a great reputation for that. And you guys try to pick up every nail that might drop, every scrap that you tore off the roof. That's important.
It is, right? And most customers care deeply about the customer experience. They care deeply about the cleanup, right? And how messy was the job site, or how much, you know, did you leave behind after you were gone? You can install a beautiful new roof that's the best roof, but if the customer experience and the cleanup was bad, you know, trash was left everywhere, they don't care. They just want that good customer experience to come along with that roof.
You know, that's so true. I used to teach my crews the same thing. I mean, every bit of that job can be positive, but if you walk away and you leave anything for the homeowner to do, they're going to have, it's going to have a negative.
One tenth of 1% of the job is bad. They're going to consider that you were bad.
Right, exactly. Yep. And that's so important. Yep. And we got to test that. We see that. What do you call those giant screens you throw over the side of the house?
So the true name, it's called the catch-all. It was actually designed by a roofer for the roofing industry. And the beautiful part about it, what we use, those nets, they don't burn the grass, right? So in the summertime, when there's a little bit of that a little bit of that moisture on the grass during, the morning dew, when it gets hot, and if you put a regular blue tarp over that grass, what we found out, it actually burns that grass, or it will burn the bushes. And those breathable nets, they catch all the debris, but they let the air escape and the kind of the hot, steamy grass that, as the sun heats it up, that doesn't happen. So that's why we use those special nets to protect the landscaping, from obviously the damage of the roofing, but also to protect it from burning and, especially during the hot summer months. But it's called catch-all. It was designed by a roofer for the roofing industry.
I love that little stuff that people don't know about or they don't appreciate until they hire a great company like Victor's Home Solutions.
And everyone heard Victor say that if you live from the knuckles down, basically, which means from the top of the thumb all the way over, which happens to be the shotgun rifle line for hunting. You can use rifle above it, shotgun below it when you're hunting. Victor's Home Solutions can take care of you. Right now, Victor's crews are at 2484 Byers Road in Lapeer, Michigan, giving away a roof to a well-deserved listener. Victor, Frank, your salesperson that went out and first met Mike Herbert, talk to us about that. How, when he came back and he entered his name into this, into the drawing, how did you finally decide on Mike?
This was a little bit different one. This was not, Frank was the person who helped, get the color selected for Mike Herbert, but this one, it wasn't us. This one was the community that heard about the program, friends, family, neighbors. I believe it was actually someone in the neighborhood that literally reached out to us and said, "Hey, Mike is an awesome guy. He's doing this to the community. He's, started the foundation for awareness, with heart conditions that are undiscovered in, young athletes." And he talked about his wife, about his son. And so this wasn't, this one was not us. This was basically someone in the community wanting to help out their neighbor. And we felt strongly and passionately about it. Amy, who you guys met, went to bed and said, "Hey, we have to help this person out." So, Frank was, definitely the messenger of good news. But this was definitely driven by the, Lapeer community, not us.
What a great story.
I love hearing that. I know, because it's a little different and it reinforces the good in what you're doing and the fact that other people can get involved to help somebody get a Victor's Home Solutions free roof.
Absolutely. Hey, Victor, stick around. We're making this work. You're just the inside outside guys. Talking to Victor and Victor's Home Solution. And we get back and break. Let's get Mike Herbert on the line and talk about Mike and why he is so deserving for this roof that the crews are there putting on as we speak. Listen to the Inside Outside Guys. Today's show sponsored by Victor's Home Solutions.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind everybody that today is Salt Sales Saturday at Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. Matter of fact, people don't realize that PFAS aren't even regulated in water systems.
And that's, I remember when I first met Jared Beauchamp years ago, his thing was, well water we need to treat, not so much city water. City water is really good. Well, that's changed. With the PFAS, recognizing the issues with the PFAS out there, you need to get your water checked by Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions for free to know what you are drinking and to be able to love your water.
You do, and they've got a beautiful new location, and they give, they don't give it away, but arguably the best softener salt made is giveaway priced at Beauchamp's, but only on Saturdays.
He's a smart man. He wants to bring awareness to people and show them how good Beauchamp is. Hey, we're talking to Victor from Victor's Home Solutions. Victor, you still with us, buddy?
Absolutely, still here.
Let's go ahead and let you introduce our next guest and tell our listeners how Mike Herbert got this new roof, please.
Ooh, Mike Herbert. We heard about Mike from an anonymous member of the community somewhere in his neighborhood or close by. And, you know, we heard the story of Mike and kind of what he went through and things like that. And we absolutely wanted to help. And Amy from our office reached out. I believe we sent Frank out there. And here we are today putting on a brand new roof for someone who needs it, someone that we can help out, and someone who's also himself giving back to the community as well.
And Mike Herbert joins us right now. Mr. Herbert, how are you, sir?
Yes.
How are you doing today? Yeah, we hear you just fine. You got some, we don't hear any nail guns going off in the background.
Oh, they're busy.
I bet they are.
They're fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
Yeah,
they're
quick.
Mr. Herbert, Paul W. was on with us earlier. Didn't have the best signal, but he got quite a bit out about your history and your past and what's happened to you. And God bless you, sir. You've been through a lot. And can you do a quick rundown to our audience and let them know your past and why ultimately Victor's Home Solutions chose you to get this free roof?
Well, my son in 2017 passed away after football practice. He had a condition called hypertrophy cardiomyopathy. And we started the foundation, got it going then, and then my wife passed. She had an aortic aneurysm. And so me and my daughter have been taking it over. But the Optimist Club here in Lapeer donated money to the Lapeer Hospital to set up a room to do these student heart checks. Any kid from 13 to 19 can call up there, make an appointment, and get a free heart check. So with our fundraising we're going to do, we were going to buy the AED machines for places that didn't have them, but a lot of places have them now. So we're going to move the money in to keep that room going because we think it's a huge thing for the kids. We've never heard of this until it happened to my son. And
so this is at the McLaren Hospital has a room there
just north
dedicated
on
24? For this?
Yes, dedicated to this, and they named it after my son, Anthony Herbert.
Wow.
And it's all the nurses, they're all voluntary there. That's why you have to make an appointment.
Mike, your son was perfectly healthy up to this point. Chuck and I have sons and daughters that are perfectly healthy up to this point. There are absolutely no signs or no way to prevent this except for getting this test done. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yep. A lot of times they say your first symptom could be your last. Because he was home for a month and a half before at Christmas break, and he worked out hard and ran every day. And then he went out back up to Northern for the winter workouts, and they had a physical, full physical Monday. But to pick this up, you need an echocardiogram. And the EKG doesn't pick it up. So we never knew anything was wrong, and they had a light practice that day. It's just like agility stuff, and it was 3 hours after practice. Him and his went to breakfast, came back, watched a movie, and then it happened. And the muscles around the heart clamp on the heart, and if you can't get shocked in like 4 or 5 minutes, there's a lot of times that you just can't bring them back. Because his dorm mates were trainers, and they started CPR on him right away until the paramedics got there. And they did everything they could to bring him back, but it was just too late.
You know, Chuck, there's always been certain, I've always said in my life, certain clubs I didn't want to belong to, and one was losing your son, and then another one is losing your wife, daughter, any of those. And
right.
You lost your wife just 2 years later. Is that what we understand as well?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we found after my son, we all went and got our heart checked, and that's when they found my wife had the aortic aneurysm. and they were trying to treat it with medicine, but we were kind of expecting the final outcome was their open heart surgery, but it happened before that.
Wow. And Victor's got a family that he's deeply in love with, so this has to really touch you as well, doesn't it, Victor?
Absolutely, right? You know, I got four kids, you know, happy to have them. And that's just, you know, something that doesn't cross your mind, right, until you run into people that actually experience it. Like, and just like you guys said, right, like, we want to be able to help to prevent it in the future as well.
You know, when you're a kid and you look at your parents, you kind of know what's going to happen. I always tell my kids as parents, we can't even think about it because there's nothing we can do about it. So you just keep it out of your mind that anything can ever happen to your child.
Pray every day.
But Mike, I got to tell you, what a wonderful legacy you are spreading to help others. You don't know, you could have already saved people's life who has this, because we've all heard this happening. We hear it happening to stars
more and more often. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's more and more often. I mean, we do a lot of volunteering when we can to the Royal Oak Beaumont does a student heart screening, and we go help them. They were a big part of us getting this going up here. We've made a lot of friends and connections, and
it sounds to me like we need to get into the schools, and I'm sure at some level they're doing that, but how are we getting these into all the schools? Are we getting the educators aware of these issues as well?
Coaches, right?
Coaches. Now the trainers on the field, they all have the AED machines. And everybody, you know, knows how to use them. Like when they do the heart checks, the kids will come in, they get their blood pressure checked, then they'll go and they teach them how to use the AED machine and then teach them CPR. And then they get their hearts checked. So it's like a process, and the kids learn, you know, how to use all this equipment in case they need to do it.
Jeez. Thanks, guys. We just can't say enough about the wonderful thing you're doing, and both of you, stay well, stay in touch with us, let us know what's going on. Victor, we'll keep talking about you during the show, and you as well, Mike. God bless you both.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
All right, see you guys.
Thank you, guys. Hey, you heard it. I mean, what a great, unbelievable mission that Mike has and Victor has. You know, it's what makes the world go around. It's just what good people do. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Having more fun than we deserve to have, and blessed to be a part of this roof giveaway. You know, we talk to Victor all the time.
Yep.
And he is the bow of the ship.
Yep.
But he's got some tremendous people with him. You want to say that they work for him, but the truth is they work for themselves, and they're blessed to work with a guy like Victor and Victor's Home Solutions, right?
You know, when people hear Victor on the air, whether it's with Paul or us, that is Victor. You know, there's no phony there.
We're not getting some of the goodies, though, that Amy always brings.
You're right. That is true. That is true. Victor's a genuine guy. He hires genuine people like Amy. Are you there with – are you on with us, Amy?
I sure am.
Amy, we got your last name sent to us here, but I know we would butcher it if we tried to say it.
It's like Bridenstine.
Yeah. It's worse.
Yeah, I know. I always try to, like, just spell it phonetically so people can just say it, but it's O-Strike.
Oh. Oh, okay. We had three vowels. Three different vowels.
We almost got it right.
Yeah, right.
Amy, what do you do for Victor's?
Yeah. I head up the marketing there, but I'm also blessed that I get to really administer the Give Back Through Victor's program. So I really have the best job in the whole flipping world.
Now, when you say administer, can you kind of shine some light on that? What exactly does it take to finally win a roof from Victor?
And don't minimize what you do, because you do a lot, kiddo. You're one of the hardest working people we've witnessed.
Thank you, Victor. I hope you're still listening in. But what I do, basically, there's we get so many nominations for our program, and we get nominations through our website at victors.com/giveback. There's nomination forms that way. We get nominations from all of our roof inspectors that are out there in the field, just friends, family, if we're out like in the community at events. Somebody always has a story, and it's really hard to dig through all of them. And it can be gut-wrenching. Sometimes you want to help everybody.
Sure.
So, but really, as soon as we have, like, a really good candidate, you know, obviously somebody in need and deserving, but somebody who also gives back in their own communities, those are the people we really love to help out the most, you know, serving those that serve others. So that's, like, really the first part, the hardest part of it. And the next steps really just kind of go on through so we have the roof inspector go out, make sure it's something that we can do within our scope, get all the measurements. Victor and Aaron, of course, sign off on everything. It's really more of a committee when we decide, yes, this is the person we're going to help, but we need to help this person right away.
So, Amy, how about the team that's out there actually doing the physical work today? They probably fight for the opportunity to do that, don't they?
You know, we have our whole company takes part and volunteers their time and comes out to these things, whether, you know, it's even just picking up some of the, you know, loose shingles on the ground, or it's, you know, cleaning tables for everybody to sit down and break bread together. Everybody really chips in. So, and we're very blessed to have so many amazing crews that come out and do this work with us, let alone we just have you know, it takes a village, but, you know, we just have a rocking team that always doesn't hesitate to jump in.
And, you know, we see that when we go out to these events, you know, maybe you call it Victor's Pride or something, because everyone is so proud. You see the guys up on the roof with smiles on their face. And by the way, I did hear the nail guns going off in the background. So they're rocking that roof on right now. But it is a prideful thing. And you're not only doing something for the homeowner, but you're showing the people there, your people, how important it is to give back. That is just so important.
It absolutely is. And, you know, one of the first ones I did of these with Victor, you know, he had his kids out there. You know, he had, like, little Victor Jr. and even, like, Vince, like, the baby, you know, all of them, you know, and his daughters, Julia and Katie, all up on the roof, too. You know, the whole family chips in. So, and you know, our employees bring their families out, and you know, it's just all about serving others and making our community better, just a little bit, one roof at a time.
And the sincerity is just off the charts when talking to you. So again, you mentioned earlier that, and Victor also mentioned, it wasn't somebody that called you out, couldn't afford it, and they got nominated. This is something that the community came together to nominate this gentleman because of the hardship that he's been through. Again, tell people if they have somebody they want to nominate, how they can do that, please.
Yeah, just like how this community did, they went to our website, victors.com, and clicked on our Give Back Through Victors program. It's super simple. It's three easy steps to nominate somebody. And then I reached out, and I heard all about how Mike, not only did they create this foundation, but he also volunteers his time with the local 4-H club and just does everything he can to give back to his community. And after hearing his story, everything he's endured, it was a no-brainer for us. But it all started with a simple nomination right on our website.
Is there anything else you'd like people to know before we have the clock tell us we got to go?
So just that we do have a GoFundMe page that we have established for the Anthony Herbert Memorial Foundation. And you can go right on our Facebook page on Victor's Home Solutions. It's pinned there. If anybody would like to help Mike and his daughter Kristen and their mission to provide student heart screening for students or buy AEDs for the local communities, all the high schools, and make sure they have the training to use it, feel free to go to that GoFundMe page. Everything 100% will go to their foundation.
That is so cool. And the work of that foundation, I mean, if you're a parent, good heavens, how can you not get behind this? What a great cause.
Exactly. I mean, my kids are the same age as his. And, you know, my daughter, like in 2017, graduated high school and she was going off to college too. And it just, it's a gut punch when you think how fortunate we are. Just, you know,
right.
you can hold your kids close still. And that kind of, loss, it just seemed unbearable to me. We just had to do more.
Oh, unbearable is the right word.
Could not even imagine that happening. I remember years ago when I was getting life insurance for myself, somebody asked me about getting it for my children. And I at the time in your head, you're going, hold on, that's kind of warped. But then they explained it like this. Look, if anything ever happens to one of your children, you're not going to be able to function for months.
You know how I mentally worked through that back then?
How's that?
I called it their college fund. I bought a whole life policy for every child, but it was their college fund.
Right.
Get to a certain point in life, that's your money. Cash it in or you can keep the policy.
Yeah, yeah, but yep. It's true because I couldn't even imagine. We all know we wouldn't be able to function if something. And then your life partner, your bride, you know, 2 years later, just can't even imagine.
Oh. So
Victor's Home Solutions is doing an absolute wonderful thing. And Amy, I can't even imagine how it feels to be in your place to be able to see. Today, unfortunately, we weren't able to see the smiles on Mike's face. But just an awesome, awesome thing to do.
Yeah, God bless you guys.
I appreciate you guys being a part of it and rolling with the punches. We're making it work no matter what.
Yeah,
we'll always make it work. And bottom line is Mike Herbert is getting a new roof put on today by Victor's Home Solution, which takes so much stress off of his life. Thank you very much for coming on with us today, Amy.
Thanks, Amy. Take care of yourself.
I appreciate you.
God bless you. We appreciate you, kiddo.
Thank you very much. Hey, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. We'll be more back with more after this.
Hey, we are blessed to be a part of this. We want to thank Victor's Home Solutions, people like Amy that work with Victor for giving us this opportunity. I got to mention, Ken, the Lapeer Home Builders Association, I don't know if it still is, used to be a really dynamic group. Guys like John Lossman, John and Marge O'Neill, Dan Plank, great builders out in that area. I'm sure they've been replaced by younger people at this point. Because that was a few years ago.
Just a few years ago, a few decades ago.
They actually pioneered, I remember they did one of their spring home shows in a subdivision where every builder built a house on a wood foundation. This was probably 35 years ago. I mean, 30 years ago. Long time ago. But at the time, it was radical thinking, you know, to do something like that.
Yep, not anymore.
I think John Lossman is still building higher-end homes in Genesee County, if I'm not mistaken. But good people, if you happen to be listening or you know of them, tell them we said hi.
You've heard us been talking to Victor, Amy, Home Solutions. Victor's given another rough way today, Chuck, and we did the math. We did the math earlier. Oh, and by the way, for people listening, I shared the what's the name of the
foundation?
Yes, the foundation
that
here
you mentioned.
For Anthony Herbert Memorial Foundation. And if you go to the GoFundMe page, that has a link on what we shared at the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. This is going to help children. It's going to help young people to make sure they have a good heart.
That echocardiogram, you know, you and I, again, our moms and dads, our dads that have been through this stuff. And who would have thought of it, you know, but we've got a good friend of ours, Michael Pierce, coaches football.
Yeah, oh,
that's
yeah.
That's his passion.
Passion, yes.
And I'm sure that he's getting having his kids get checked out.
Why would we talk to him about that? I'm sure he'd be interested in coming out and talking to us about it.
Yeah.
You know, we talked earlier about how horrible it would be to lose a son, a wife, but it'd be just as horrible to lose a brother and a mother.
Oh.
And Mike's daughter, Kristen Herbert, is on with us right now to talk about the foundation. And Kristen, thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, when something so horrible happens and then two people or people make it a point to do everything they can to make something good come out of such tragedy, there's not much better than that. And why don't you go ahead and tell us your story, Kristen, and a little more about the foundation for our listeners, please.
Yeah, of course. So we started the foundation around 2017. After my mom had passed, me and my dad had taken it over. And like my dad had said earlier, the any profits that we get from anyone that is donating to it, we help do save kids, you know, the ages of 13 and 19 to go get checked out. We recommend it to get checked out. They do echocardiogram, they do an EKG, and I'm not sure what else. I think you believe it's just the echo, echocardiogram and the EKG. And just so any profits that we get from there, we give to them to help make sure that we can keep this running as long as for it, like as long as we can. And because I don't want to have somebody else's family experience the heartache and the grieving that we're going through. It is really rough.
Yeah. So I'm really it never passes, does it? You're never done with it.
I always tell people, don't let anyone ever tell you when you should stop mourning.
Exactly.
Or when you should stop grieving, because you're right.
Or it gets, people or are it so will close. Get easier.
I'm sorry?
And people will sit there and say, oh, it'll get easier, it'll get easier. And my brother's been gone 6 years, and it doesn't get any easy.
No, it doesn't. You find a way to channel, I think, your grief and do things like you and your father have done.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's still there.
It is still there. So there is no way. You said ages up to 19. There's no way. Like someone who may have a heart murmur, is there any way somebody can tell that this may be an issue? Does a heart murmur equal this being an issue when they get older or anything like that?
You know, that is a really good question. You know, I'm not sure exactly how that goes about if they have a heart murmur, but I'm pretty sure the echocardiogram might pick it up.
Okay.
I am not 100% sure.
That's a good one, though. I remember, Len Bias, the basketball player that dropped down?
Yeah, but there were other reasons for that.
That was a heart issue?
You know, I don't want to say out of turn, but I thought that was a different reason for that.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, we hear about it with athletes on a regular basis. Now, if there would have been somebody there with a defibrillator, if there would have been a defibrillator in the hall, was your brother in a dorm room or in a hall at the time?
He was in his dorm room.
Do you know if that dorm room today has a defibrillator available?
They do. Now they do. At the time that he had passed, they did not. I think that the closest one was the next dorm, like, room, not the dorm room, but the next dorms over. But I know now that after he passed, they have an AED machine in every dorm room. I believe so. Or every hallway. Okay. I'm sorry, every hallway.
Okay. All right. And when people, if they don't have a Facebook page and they want to donate to this foundation, how would they do that if they can't get to your GoFundMe or Facebook?
So what they can do is they can write out a check and mail it to us and make it out to the Anthony Herbert Memorial Foundation. And they can email it or not email. They can mail it to us.
Go ahead and give us that address, please.
So they can mail it to 2484 Byers Road, and that is BYERS, Lapeer, Michigan.
Okay. Okay. And if when someone mails you that check, again, explain where that money goes to.
It will go right into our foundation fund at the bank. And then when we get money, we will donate it to the student heart check and to make sure that we can still keep it going to get the students the ages of 13 and 19 checked to make sure that they don't have something going on with their heart also.
Okay. Again, people, this is for children. So if you're driving down the road and you didn't have an opportunity to write this down or you don't have Facebook, just go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. Send us an email. We'll make sure you get that information, okay? We hear those guns going off, those roofing guns going off in the back. Sounds pretty busy up there. Has whole experience put a big smile on yours and your father's face?
You know, yes, it has. It's kind of, it's put a very, very big face on mine and my dad's. But it's been a little emotional too, but it's tears of joy, not tears of sadness. It's tears of joy. And I can't thank Victor's roofing. I don't think I could ever thank him so much for being able to do this and whoever helped us make this happen. I thank you so very much in the community that has helped us.
Well, I think it's the community. You know, Victor gives one away for every 100 he sells. So every one of those people who bought a roof plays an itty bitty part in you getting your roof. But of course, it's Victor's final decision when he made the decision to give away. Chuck, and I remember you and I talking about it, Chuck, going, my goodness, that's impossible. And he's done it. And he's done it. He's going to continue to do it because of people like you and your family. He absolutely takes wonderful joy in doing this for you, and how could he not? So thank you so much for coming on with us today, Kristen, and you'll continue to be in our prayers. And thank you for everything you do, and sorry for your loss.
Thank you so much.
God bless you. Stay well. You heard the roofers, the guys on the roof in the background there with the nail guns, they're going to spend the rest of the day making sure when they leave, Kristen and her father, Mike, have a beautiful new roof from Victor's Roofing with the warranty, the 50-year leak-free warranty from Victor's Roofing. You listen to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. Welcome back, everybody. The phone lines are open, 888-654-GUYS or 800-859-0957. You know, we just heard a spot for Chet's Cleaning, and I just, every time I hear it, I have to say that company for you and I has redefined the term clean. And you and I are both, we're not clean freaks, but we do a lot of the cleaning in our houses, our vacuuming and that kind of stuff. And
you saying our wives are lazy or what do you
think? I'm not saying anything like that. I just
sounds that way to me, Chuck. Hope you're listening, Christina. My wife's awesome.
She's not. She's up north. I don't think she's getting a signal there. But
I vacuumed yesterday. I cleaned around the house yesterday.
I told you I was spot cleaning carpets this morning before I left for the show. You know, it's I was brought up where you just do it. And it's not really work. You just do it. It's not a bad thing.
Before Michael even knew it, that Michael Jordan came around just before that one. Right? Gotcha. You know, and tomorrow's show, we're going to have Tanya Straits come on from Sparkle Blinds. And I'm looking through a magazine this morning, a pamphlet we get in the mail. And I see window blinds, 1-inch window blinds, $12.99 after rebate from a local big box store.
Those have to be high quality.
Who would buy?
Seriously?
Who would buy $12 blinds? Sparkle
People
blinds
don't
just sell blinds. They sell blinds that are energy efficient.
Window treatment.
Thank you, Chuck. You said it so much better than I did.
Seriously, I learned a lot from Tanya, and you're going to love her. She is so passionate.
Yeah, a lot of energy.
And full of energy. But you and I didn't realize the broad spectrum of product that's available to treat windows.
You're right.
And Sparkle has it all, so that'll be a good one to listen to.
And you know, it's we talk value all the time.
Yeah.
And like you, okay, I'll say one right now. You like to make fun of my snotty computer here, right? That I bought.
Well, you come in with two or three of them, you know?
That I bought in 2003.
That you overpaid for.
No, really? How many computers have you had since I've had this computer? At least three.
No.
Yes.
No, I really haven't. I truly haven't. I can tell you, I still got the other one that I replaced.
Okay, so
you know
had
why
two.
I bought two?
With a lot of stress.
Well, no, because my wife shopped for it. She told me what to buy.
Well, remember the email issue?
That I remember.
Okay, I haven't had any of that stress for the last 13 years, Pat.
No, I've had, let's not even go there. The articles? You dump it on me.
Hey, that's a program. And I fixed that program. All right, we're talking value. I wanted to bust on you for a second.
I don't even remember what the catalyst was for that discussion.
No, we're talking values and things that are worth it. And blinds are one of those things. That's how we
from a good company.
From a good company. And the online stuff, Chuck, I don't want to order anything online. I don't want to put it up. I want someone to come in, measure it, put it up,
and know it's dealt with the right way. And they will clean it?
Yeah.
It's a full-service company, and they do it right and well, and we're excited to have her. And then tomorrow, we're doing 3 hours. We're doing 12 to 1 again, right?
12 to 1?
Yeah.
10 to 1.
Well, we're doing 12 to 1, though.
With the education hour.
With the education
hour. Yes, which we got rid of the name bonus hour. It is now called the education hour because that hour is specifically geared towards educating
us,
you, the listener, and, you know, thank you, and us, about the trade and the specific company that we are talking to at the time. We've put down specific questions that gets the best information about those companies as we're talking to them.
It's fun stuff.
The education hour will be tomorrow. It will be featuring Atlas Home Improvement. And we can't say enough about that company.
Oh, and they're fun people, and they're good people.
They are. We got an email this week, Chuck, and you tell me what you think. And the gentleman actually sent us two emails, and the first one was asking about geothermal and whether he thinks geothermal is – whether we think geothermal is a value, should he do it or not. And guess what my answer was?
Well, you and I have changed our thinking.
We have.
At one time, we thought that might be the world saver for houses.
Yep.
That was almost 20 years ago.
You're right.
I know. Right. Scary, isn't it? Yep. You're getting older. But now I would say no.
You're right. That's what I said. I didn't say no. I said it's different. Yeah. If you're a young couple.
Qualified negative response.
There you go. Let's say you're in your early 30s, your early 20s. You find a house you love, has plenty of room to put the geothermal system in, and you're going to stay there for the next 20, 30 years. You'll probably get a payback.
You might.
You might, exactly.
You and I would tell them to put their money into other things like the thermal envelope.
Exactly. Maybe a heat pump, something like that. And that's what I did. I said I would worry about making the home sealed before I worried about anything else.
That's where we put our money.
Yep.
And then, I mean, you could heat the house with candles
if you build it well enough, right?
And human beings if you build it well enough.
So after he got our opinion, because I knew you felt the same way, he asked about heat pumps.
Oh.
And I've had a heat pump since 2015 at my house. I can't say what savings I had because it was installed immediately when I moved in. Pat Kelly did that for me. Gave me a new furnace, a couple new water heaters, and the heat pump. But I love it. I haven't had one issue with it once it's put in, and I think you're going to see some savings. The question is, how long does it save to pay back? With the geothermal, for average 2,000-square-foot house, between heating and cooling, you might save $1,000 a year. That system.
I don't even think you'd save that.
Yeah, that system's going to cost, what, $50,000 to $100,000 probably to put into a house?
It's going to cost you a bunch to put in, and your heat cycle is electric in those.
Yeah.
And electricity just keeps getting more and more expensive. We got a good buddy that put one of those in who was an expert at that stuff. He ended up putting in two conventional furnaces after he spent the money for a geothermal system because his heat cycle was costing him so much. So he doesn't even use that during the heating season.
Right.
What a shame. Crazy.
What a shame. And the money that was put into something like that.
Gosh. And the heat pumps, they've gained such efficiencies. I was just talking to somebody about this. 15 years ago, we would not have recommended them. But they derive heat from freezing air. I think negative 14 degrees, they can still pull heat out of that air, which is unbelievable to me. It's like smoke and mirrors.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Hey, you listen to the Inside Outside Guys. We'll take your calls, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. Today we're celebrating Victor's and Victor's Home Solutions Rooftop Giveaway right here on AM 760 WJR.
Got to tell you, you better call because the show's going to be over today and you'll have to wait till tomorrow. 800-859-0957 or 888-654-GUYS. Hey, I got something for you.
Did you take a shot of espresso at the break or something?
I'm slugging coffee. It tastes so good today. There's days it tastes great, and there's days it's just kind of so-so. Every 1,000 years, there's a phenomena that occurs, and it's happening this year.
You pay for lunch?
That's good. No, I refuse. No. Maybe once every 2,000.
That would be a phenomena.
If you take the year you were born and add your current age to it, you'll get 2023.
Oh, really?
And it happens with everybody.
Okay.
The year you were born and your current age equals 2023. And that only happens every 1,000 years.
No. All right, I'm going to test that theory. That makes no sense.
That's what a friend of mine sent me this morning, and I wrote it down real quick. I just quickened my wife and I and the kids. Go ahead.
Right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Mike Herbert, the recipient of the Victor's Rooftop Giveaways online with us right now. How you doing, Mike?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy. Yeah, you had something you wanted to add to the conversation as far as your foundation of the roof?
Well, I just wanted to say a big thank you to Victor's Home Solutions for all they're doing for us.
Well, we appreciate you calling in and doing that. You know, Victor's is amazing. How far? I mean, that's got to be a good hour and a half away from their central location. They're coming out and carrying you out there.
Yep.
Oh, easily, yeah. Yep. They. I can't thank them enough.
Well, that's wonderful to hear, and just make sure you keep spreading the word about what a great company they are, and let Amy know that too. God bless you.
I've already put it on my Facebook.
and you know what? We've already put the your foundation for your son with his picture on our Facebook page, and we want people to go over there and take a look. Your daughter did a great job of describing if people want to help, and why wouldn't they? This goes to help children and goes to help people like yourself so they never have to go through what you went through again.
I want to thank everybody that donates. It's a big help.
Okay. Mike Herbert, appreciate you calling in, buddy, very much. That's Mike Herbert is the recipient.
Thank you, Mike.
Victor's rooftop.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Just calling in one more time to say thank you to everybody involved. Thank you very much, Mike. And we'll take your calls, 800-859-0957. You know, we got a email this week, Chuck, from a lady in Commerce that had a flood and had a new house, less than a year old, and she had some leaks in a partially already finished basement. This is a year-old house, and she asked a couple of questions. The first one is, what can she do now when it comes to the builder? What retribution does she have? Because she has to have something. This should not happen in a year-old house. And then she had already talked to a good company, friends of ours, and asked our opinion of this company, and that company was Basements Plus, because she's already talked to them about coming in and doing the work. So let's talk about the first question there first. What can she do after a year if her basement floods, has cracks and floods?
Boy, you know, my best advice, I think, would be to get hold of the state of Michigan licensing people and register a complaint. She's got that 18-month window.
Right.
From completion, sale, or occupancy, whichever occurs last, and because she's got only 12 months, it's a moot point.
Right.
But I would do that quickly. Obviously, she can sue the builder, but I don't think you're going to find attorneys that will take those types of lawsuits on contingency typically, because there isn't enough potential money in that.
Right.
If it is one.
Right. It's got to be worth their time.
Yeah, it has to be worth their time to pursue it. And they are tough lawsuits. Who do you blame? Do you blame Mother Nature? Do you blame the basement installer? Do you, you know?
Right.
So I would go first to the License Bureau. How about you? What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, if she's already gone through the steps in writing to contact the builder and try to help him make her whole, and he's refused to do that, then yes, she has no choice. She has to go to Attorney General. She has to write a letter. Now, you mentioned 18 months. There's a misnomer out there that people feel that when they buy a house, they have an automatic 18-month warranty the state of Michigan.
Good point.
Whatever warranty you have is between you and your builder. It has nothing to do with the state of Michigan. There is no perceived warranty given by the state.
There's no mandated warranty by the builder.
Right.
If you don't have one in writing, effectively, you don't have one.
Just like when you go and buy that toaster and they ask you, do you want to spend an extra $20 for a warranty, you know, you want to see that, you want to talk to your builder and say, look, what's my warranty? And if there isn't one, what do I have to pay to get the warranty? So
you and I have written many times that should be a part of the initial contract. It's a recommendation to both the builder and the homeowner that the written warranty should be a part of the initial contract. I think we just wrote about that 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. So what she does is she goes to Lara, in the state of Michigan, Lara.com, and you will get there'll be a form, very easy form there for you to write the state attorney general explaining what's going on. And there'll be terms there, how long they have to get back to you, how much time there is they have to contact the builder.
I think it's mi.gov/LARA.
LARA, Licensing and Regulation Authority.
Regulatory authority. Good job. I had to mentally back up until you said it, but you're right.
Now, that just doesn't go for new homes, does it? The 18 months? That goes for any work that someone has done on their house.
That a licensee has done.
There you go.
I know.
A licensee
here we go again.
Has done at your house. Right. What if they had a job done that wasn't done by a licensed contractor?
Yeah, then the government may pursue it if you register a complaint, or they may back off and tell you to hire a lawyer. which is one of the reasons you and I always suggest hiring a licensed contractor.
Right.
One of the reasons. I mean, you don't anticipate a legal problem. Certainly you don't anticipate complaining against a license. But it is one of those little protections.
No. It is. And I tell you what we get a lot of. We get a lot of emails about people who hired an unlicensed contractor after the fact.
Yeah.
After the fact, too late. It's too late.
No. That's scary. Or they wait years, you know. And you always say, and I agree with you 1,000%, document every single conversation by and between you and the contractor, whoever the contractor was. They might also contact, if they know who did it, the foundation contractor.
There you go.
Because if you're an attorney, you know, there's the old adage about the shotgun approach. You name everybody in that lawsuit that had anything to do with the problem in question. And in this case, it may, you know, I don't know enough about it to even know if there is, you know, any malfeasance on the part of the contractor that did the foundation, but certainly worth contacting them.
Certainly worth contacting them. Yeah. And the answer to the second question was Basements Plus. We wholeheartedly like Basements Plus. They do a great job when it comes to waterproofing and new finished basements. And once they do it, they will give a lifetime warranty on their work.
They'll put it in writing.
They'll put it in writing.
Yeah. Like they're supposed to. Right. It's one of the reasons we like that company so much. They really have it down to a science. It's what they do.
Yep, yep. So yesterday, you and I took a ride over to Beauchamp Water Treatment's new location in Fenton. And on their shelves, snotty, beautiful location. Free water, everybody. You can get it there for the most part. They had something that we referred to our listeners for years on the shelves. And it was a small bottle of something called Rust Out. People have seen it at big box stores. You see Ace Hardware.
There's Rust Out, Iron Out.
Iron Out, yes. And when people would ask us about getting a rust stain out of their concrete or out of some stonework, a lot of times limestone gets rusty, a hard water stain from someone's sprinkler or spigot, we would recommend making a paste of this Rust Out, putting it down, let it dry. You may need to have it done a couple of times, and that would get rid of the rust.
Yeah.
But yesterday when we were at Beauchamp's Water Treatment Solutions, we saw that. We mentioned it to Jared, and he points us right into another direction.
I know it.
Right into another direction with a product called Rid Rust Stain Remover. And, Chuck, this is one of the first stain removers,
and he's got it on
specifically
the
for rust stains. And this will be what we will be pointing everybody to from now on when they send us an email or call us about how to remove a rust stain. And once again, it's called Rid Rust, and it's $14.99 a gallon. And it's a liquid that you put in a pump sprayer, just like a landscape sprayer or something in your garden. Now, I want to put a caveat on that, everybody. Whenever you're using chemicals in your pump sprayer, do not use the same sprayer for different chemicals.
You can buy cheap plastic throwaway sprayers.
Thank you.
And always use a product like this according to manufacturer's written specifications.
Right.
Always.
So there's a before and after here of a giant rust stain that someone had from a sprinkler, and literally they just sprayed this stuff on, and it went away. If Jared Beauchamp says that's what happens, then that's what happens. We trust Jared Beauchamp, so... Anybody needing to get rid of some rust stains, the product from now on, the inside outside guys we're referring is Rid Out, and the place you go to get it is Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions.
Which, by the way, is the place to go for Salt Sale Saturday today.
You're right. You're right. As well, it is Salt Sale Saturday.
Great people, great company. They got four locations now. I mean, they serve the metro area regardless of where you are in the metro area. And you listen to Jared, you learn things about water.
You're so right. You're so right. I can listen to so much what that man has to say. He is an absolute genius when it comes to water.
Do you recall he had a PFAS filter?
Yes.
Just for PFAS.
Yeah, you're right.
Sitting there.
You're right. And PFAS, we said, is an issue that everyone should be worried about out there. It's showing itself more and more. Love your water from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. We're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR. That's right. Today is the day that Victor's is giving away another free roof, the 14th this year, and he says he wants to make it to 20. For every 100 roofs he does, he gives away a roof to a deserving person, and there's not more that are more deserving than the gentleman that got one today. And Victor, just thank you so much for all you do. And if you're, this is another reason why you out there, the homeowner, if you're thinking about getting a roof, you want to call Victor's and get an estimate from Victor's. It's very easy to do. Just go to victorsroofing.com, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. You can click in there. And if you don't think you can afford one, Victor has phenomenal financing rates on a new roof, and you are supporting a company that helps other people.
I know. How cool.
How cool.
It's like everybody we deal with has right. something like this. By the way, if you're thinking of getting hold of McFarland Painting and having the something inside or outside done before the holidays or CertaPro, Bears Paint Color of the Year coming up.
Really? Yeah, I remember what it was the 1 year, Mr. Honeybun.
I know. I know. It's changed so much. This year it's Cracked Pepper, which is a soft shade of black.
Interesting.
You and I have seen, I mean,
gray?
All these windows. It's not gray. It's actually an attractive color if you look it up as an accent color.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd want a whole room done that way. It'd be a bit moribund. But if you just see one wall done with it, it's like the, I always love the deep purples, the burgundies, the deep blues.
Accent walls?
Yeah, for an accent wall.
My wife got into that big time. I told you years ago. I trust my wife for all that stuff. I am not the husband that goes, I don't want that. Now, honey, give me one room that I can have my stuff, my space, whatever you do, and the rest of the house is yours.
Yeah, you know, that's funny because my wife would have everything bland when I want a color. I've
well, obviously, look what she married.
Well, exactly. You'd think she'd want some contrast for me. And I have to kind of sell her on the idea of color. It's hilarious.
Right, right. Yeah. It's funny how different people are.
Yeah.
888-654. Guys, want to remind people that Victor's Home Solution has over 1,400 five-star reviews out there.
There's a reason for that.
There's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. We just want to, again, thank Victor's Home Solution for all he did for Mike and his daughter. Just a wonderful thing to do.
And you know what? Thanks for Paul W. for letting you and I sleep in a little bit today.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
And talk Ray. About turning the tables. And Ray Templin.
Don't stress, Ray. You're the man.
Now, Ray Templin is a magician as an engineer, and we love him to death. He's a working fool that cares. There's just sometimes you can't get a signal.
We've never had an issue. I mean, how many dozens of remotes, if not hundreds, we've been on with Ray, never had an issue. But if there isn't a signal, there isn't a signal. Not much you can do about that. Right? So don't stress it. You're the man, Ray, if you're out
there. Yeah, we appreciate Ray so much. And you, the listener, want to remind you, we're going to be on for 3 hours tomorrow. First 2 hours, we'll be taking your calls. We're going to be talking to Tanya from Sparkle Blinds as well.
Yes, you're right.
And then we'll be at Atlas Home Improvement from 12 to 1 tomorrow, which is a great company. You're going to want to tune in for that, right?
It is. It is. And listen, we want to thank our listeners out there real quick. And we're talking about the listeners who listen every Saturday or Sunday, who go to theinsideoutsideguys.com and listen to our podcast on there.
All those good people.
All those good people.
People who read our article in the Detroit News every Friday.
One thing we ask whenever we get a question on email, our response, Chuck and mine, might word it different, but here's what it's going to say. Please spread the word about the guys on WJR. And we inevitably will get a few emails back saying, always. We do. We tell everyone we know. And it's working. We're seeing the fruits of our labor, WJR's labor, Mike Pierce, the man, Steve, everyone's doing great helping building the inside outside guys because we're getting more and more people turning to us when they need help with their home.
Well, and, you know what else happens?
What's that?
Great companies get hold of us and ask if they can be part of the team.
Happened twice this week.
Yeah. That's part of you, the listener, spreading the word. And it works. It's a big circle because it allows us to bring you great companies. Because some of them are a well-kept secret, let's be honest.
It really is a circle that WJR, you know, the great voice of the Great Lakes, gets out there so, so much and gets the inside-outside guy out there so much. And we're grateful to be just a small part of it.
I mean, with the strong signal, it's really cool how many of our partners are now expanding into Lansing and Grand Rapids. You know, you think of Amnesty. I think of Victor's Home Solutions doing it.
Yeah,
I'm missing some people here.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, FSM. Boy, Foundation Systems of Michigan, virtually covering the state.
Covering the entire state. Yeah, there are a lot. And you're going to start seeing us, too. We're we'll be spreading our wings as time moves on. We're confident of that, and we're going to continue to grow here at the InsideOutsideGuys.com. And if you have not taken advantage of the InsideOutsideGuys.com,
shame.
Chuck, only people our age knows where that's from, Gore.
I know. I know.
So if you haven't taken advantage of the InsideOutsideGuys.com, you have a friend, you have a family member here for you for any housing advice 24/7. We love helping people with their homes. That's why we started this show some almost 16 years ago already.
That's why you look
good. You actually look good when we started this show.
I knew if I didn't say something really quick.
You were going to try to get it out there, right?
Yes, sir.
And like you said, it allows the biggest and best companies a place in Southeast. I mean, Victor's. They were on WGR before we ever came to WGR. But how has Victor's grown? How has Victor's gotten their name out there over the years? It's by people like Paul W. Smith letting you, the homeowner, know how great they are. And people like us, Chuck, because we want to know about those companies. And every once in a while, we'll get an email from one of our listeners saying, I use this company recently. I love them. I want to tell you about them. And here's what will happen. Chuck and I will do some research. If we are able to give them referrals and they meet our standards, we'll give them referrals. We need good people to refer to our listeners. And then you'll hear this person say, literally send us an email going, you guys just refer people who pay you. More than half the people that Chuck and I refer at the InsideOutsideGuys.com are not paid advertisers, as we call them, team partners. We started calling them team partners from day one because we know this is a partnership. We all work together.
If they don't take care of you,
we want to know about it.
Yeah, we want to know about it. And if they don't take care of you, we certainly aren't going to refer them. So they are incentivized to keep the wheel turning, if you will, to do great work for you and to take care of you and to make you happy.
It is.
It works.
And the reason we wanted to mention this real quick, because we've heard so many thank yous today, so many thank yous from Mike and his daughter to Victor's, us saying thank you to Victor's for making us a small part of a day like today, a small part of putting a smile on these people's faces. I mean, the young lady who lost her mother, her brother, and mother had to die of a broken heart. I mean, that's just... God bless them, and for letting us be a small part of it, we are eternally grateful.
How
eternally
cool. Grateful, so. Yep. And you, the listener, without the listener, we got nothing.
We have nothing. Please, let everyone you know about the Inside Outside Guys, the InsideOutsideGuys.com. We want to help you help other people as well. Again, from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
We appreciate you. Stay well. Thank you to Ray and Dave. And who else is
Brian?
Brian's
and
back
Jason.
There. And Jason. My
the
goodness.
Team. The team.
Stay well. Until next time. Bye-bye.